Today, the South Dakota Senate, controlled by Republicans, passed a bill that would bar anyone from seeking both the presidency and another federal office at the same time. The measure now goes to the Republican governor. While the bill in South Dakota mentions no names, it just so happens that Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle is from South Dakota, that he's up for re-election in 2004, and that he's also thinking about making a bid for the White House. It's only the latest hit that Daschle has been taking from Republicans, not just at home, but from around the country. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
President Bush and the GOP have a new arch enemy. It's not Osama bin Laden, whose name is rarely mentioned anymore. It's Tom Daschle, the highest-ranking Democrat in the country. Vice President Cheney calls Daschle an obstructionist. A conservative organization took out newspaper ads in South Dakota linking him to Saddam Hussein, and another group put this ad on South Dakota television.
On tax cuts, Daschle said no. On economic stimulus, Daschle said no. On limiting Washington spending, Daschle said no. Now we have the Daschle deficits. Tell Tom Daschle to put our jobs ahead of his petty partisanship.
Daschle himself has said he finds all the attention amusing, but not amusing enough to ignore. He aired this ad in response, attacking the Club for Growth, the group that aired the first ad, and pointing out that its leader said some things about agriculture that were bound to offend South Dakotans.
This same group calls family farmers welfare dependents and attacks Daschle for trying to increase farm income. These people aren't from South Dakota, and they aren't like South Dakotans.
And there's more. Frank Luntz, a Republican consultant, wrote a memo saying, quote, "Remember what the Democrats did to Gingrich? We need to do exactly the same thing to Daschle."
I just think that the same process that was followed back then should be followed now.
Luntz thinks the way the Democrats demonized the former House Speaker was not fair, but he says the attacks on Daschle are different.
I think the objective of the Republican strategy is quite clear. Simply explain and tell the truth about Tom Daschle. Where he wants to bring legislation to the floor, they will support him. Where he tries to obscure or tries to delay, they will challenge him.
Democratic consultant Paul Begala, who helped design the campaign against Gingrich, the one that morphed the unpopular House Speaker's face onto the faces of other Republicans in countless campaign ads, calls the GOP strategy a striking example of hardball politics.
They want, if they can, to damage him politically, because I think they fear him running against Bush. But also, I think they want to try to intimidate other Democrats. They single him out, they heap abuse on him, and they hope that that has a chilling effect on the rest of the Democrats.
Begala says the attacks against Daschle will not work as well as the attacks his party made on Gingrich, because Begala says Daschle is just too mild-mannered to be made into a villain. Even Gingrich agrees with that.
I was a very aggressive, change-oriented, confrontational person. You could at least build from that into some plausible attack. Tom Daschle is basically a very likable, nice person. He happens to be very liberal, and he's a very shrewd politician. But I think the Republican best position is to stay focused on issues and to say to the country, look, we have a legitimate, honorable difference here.
As for the ads comparing Tom Daschle to Saddam Hussein, Gingrich says he hasn't seen them, but he thinks they're a dumb idea.
As a general principle, it seems to me that kind of exaggeration is grotesque. It was wrong when they did it to us, and it's wrong if we do it to them.
South Dakota is a state that voted 60% for President Bush. It nearly always votes for Republican presidential candidates. But for Congress, South Dakota voters are ticket splitters. And Democrat Tom Daschle is very popular. David Kranz, the political writer at the Sioux Falls Argus Leader, says there's no evidence that any of the Republican attacks are denting Daschle's image at home.
The early indicators that I have is that people are aware it's out there, people are aware of the tone of the advertising and the message, but so far there has not been what you would call a groundswell effort to say, gee whiz, Daschle must be doing something wrong.
Ann Cran says there are so few registered voters in the state, only 418,000, that South Dakotans feel they know their elected officials personally, and they resent having outsiders impose their judgment. Of course, Tom Daschle isn't even on the ballot this fall. He's not running for re-election until 2004. But his Democratic colleague in the Senate, Tim Johnson, is up in November. And Johnson is considered one of the most vulnerable Democrats in the country. The Republicans only need to pick up one seat in the Senate to regain majority control, so Tim Johnson is also an intended target of the anti-Daschle campaign. But John Thune, the Republican congressman the White House recruited to run against Johnson, is having none of it. He's running ads telling voters he wants to go to the Senate so he can work side by side with Tom Daschle. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.